5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. at the Mobile Amateur Radio Club Repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville and Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Well, Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be this month, May 17th. 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend, and having a radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact club member and we can set that up. If a net controller not starts the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find an app preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink, and there is one other station behind me, Bob.
All right, very good, Kevin, thank you. And the other station, come now.
N2OIQ.
Okay, we've got N2OIQ. Welcome, Dan. Glad to have you check in. Been a while. KD2FPM, Kevin, how are you doing down in Oleana?
All right, yeah, Bob, KD2FPM here. That other station on Echolink is Kilo Echo 7 Quebec X-ray. I believe it's a Bravo. I can't quite see it. I don't have my glasses on. Yeah, so he'll hopefully be able to get in here behind me when I finish up here. Yeah, like I say, I'm out here in Oneonta. I'm on the mend with this bronchitis that I've been fighting with here. And right now we got 51 degrees, cloudy skies on the outside. I had a high of 54 here today. So with that, like I say, I won't tie the repeater down. And there's that other Echolink station there. Hopefully you can catch up with him. K82FPM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin. Well, I hope that clears up a bit for you. Going to take some time. And Dan will stand by for that other Echolink station to come in and give him a little bit of time. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
This is Kilo Echo 7, Quebec X-ray Bravo, KV7 QXV. Name here is Brett Bravo Romeo Echo Tango Tango. And I am located in Bethany, Iowa at this time. I am driving, so K7 QXB.
Okay, very good. I've got Kilo Echo 7, Quebec X-ray Bravo. And I believe I've got the name as Brent. You can correct me on that in a little bit, and we'll go back to Dan. and 2OIQ. Dan, how are you doing? Haven't heard you in a while.
I was hoping to get back on more often now. Antenna problems, so I can't. I could use Echolink, but I don't like to use that one. Once in a while, but I rather talk through the radio. And I just run on 10 watts, so when I come back, when you come back to me, you tell me if I got through all right or not. If I run this on 50 watts, I have a few problems. A lot of power supply sounds off this thing, so anyways, I can't run too high. I don't know if it's the radio's drawing lower than the power supply putting out a lot, I don't know. It's nice to be back too, yeah, and I missed all you guys, but so hope to get back into the routine, getting here every night as much as I can, so. It keeps you up late at night, too. I have to wait for 9 o'clock. Normally, I would call it bed. Anyway. Well, at night, I got some other things going on that I can't get to bed, but early. But anyway. So, Bob, hope you guys are doing good. And we're doing good here. And spring, and the weather's getting better all the time. And so, get back to you, Bob. Have a good evening. And to IQ Clear.
Dan, always good to have you on the net, and I know it's been a while since you've been on it. I hope you get the antenna problem squared away. I know I went through that for a while myself, and got another one I'm working on for down at the garage when I'm working down there. So we'll see what happens with that. All right, 7-3, and have a good evening, and turn it over to KE7. QXB and 5AOW.
Yeah, I've just been driving all day long. That's what I do. That's my job, is to drive. So I started out at 4 a.m. this morning, and it looks like I'm going to be back at the hub at about 9:45. So if you do the math, I've been doing this for about 15, 16 hours.
Hi, very good to have you check in with us, and always welcome new folks coming in and joining us on that 7-3, and have a good evening. This is N5AOW at control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
AZ2WI.
KA2ZNZ. Good evening, Bob.
Hey, we've got two more. KA2ZNZ. Welcome, Jack. Glad to have you check in with us. KC2WI. Pete, what's going on up your way?
KC2WI, I just got in about 15 minutes ago from Big Moose Lake, and I've been up there since yesterday morning, and this is the third and hopefully final long trip. Finally got everything. Well, I won't say everything, but most of everything operational, with new server, new workstations, reinstalling applications, and there were just so many problems and things that just shouldn't happen. It's incredible. Now, first time in 15 years of selling Nexlink computers, we had one that was bad, and you know, if you were around the corner from the store or something, it wouldn't be so bad. And even if I was around the corner from where I was working, it wouldn't be so bad, but hour and a half trip each way doesn't help. That was replaced. I won't go into the details, but it was a long thing. And so that was a huge time waster. Windows Server 2012 doesn't do what you tell it to do. It doesn't do what it says it's going to do with file sharing and permissions. It's just crazy. And every version gets worse. And so that was a problem I had to fight. And then other really crazy things, like we get a hold of one of the outfits that has a dealer for it, which is an inventory thing, and we're doing the new systems, give us, you know, tell us where to get the, download the latest version, whatever, and install it. Guy sends me an email, here's a link, here's a program, here's the latest parts catalog updates, you run this, and then you do this on server, and so on and so forth. Well, I go to do this, run this, it doesn't work. Just doesn't work. And so we call them back, and of course towards the end of the day, and you know, you get the usual, well, we're experiencing higher than normal call volume, which really means, well, we're being cheap with tech support and not hiring enough people to take care of the call volume we always get. And you're on hold, the next person will be with you. Well, the next person was never with me. Finally, the business owner said, you know what, I think they've all gone home, don't waste your time. So that was end of the day, so we didn't get that done. And a couple other things like that. We had one computer, identical computers, two recognizes a sound bar, the third one doesn't, or it doesn't put the drivers in, and they're not even available. And whatever. So we did get back to I can't remember the sequence of it, but you know, we go to install this program, it's not the right one. And finally a guy says, okay, well, here's the right things, and you do this, it's real easy. He remotes in while we're doing it. He says, yep, everything looks good on the server, go ahead, you know. Still won't install on the workstations. It's amazing how companies, particularly Microsoft, but other people as well, get away with being so, you know, incompetent in, or shall we say, poor quality control, if nothing else. So, anyway, finally done, and I'll be back there in a couple of weeks to wrap things up and tweak some details and all that, but wow. Well, and so basically I've made three trips every time I stayed there overnight. The first time I came back from Lake Placid and stayed there on Sunday night last, you know, beginning of this week, and worked all day Monday. And then this was 2 days. And the first time was 2 days. So it's just totally whacked me as far as any productivity and other things. I was going to go back to Boonville tonight to, you know, this Comex, Mars, DOD Comex is Saturday, but you know what? It's going to be nice and sunny, I think. I'm not sitting inside on the radio. I'm going out. So that's the long report from Glenfield. And the first black flies I detected this afternoon, I did take a little mile or so walk, and when I got out of the car in the parking lot, yeah, it was black flies. They weren't in the woods, but they're one spot, so I guess we're getting them early. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Boy, that's unfortunate you get a situation like that. You know, I find in different situations, you were talking about support and waiting, you know, for a given amount of time, and, you know, they just don't take care of their people, and it seems like they don't put the interest into it or the effort to get things taken care of, and well, that's too bad, really. it makes for a bad taste in your mouth, and unfortunately seems to be something that goes around no matter what connection you have, what interest you go into, same type of thing. And well, tell you what, I just hope that maybe tomorrow will go better for you. I've had days like that and they drive me crazy and nothing but a waste of time. So, well, 7-3 Pete, I hope things get better tomorrow. Alright, K2ZN is that, Jack? What's going on your way?
Well, nothing too exciting down this way. I'm kind of a busy day today. And, doing some shopping and, you know, the wife and I moseying around and getting things done. Out for breakfast, as we try to do almost every day. And we got up into the low 60s today. Pretty windy, but it was a very pleasant day. And no sunshine, but very pleasant otherwise. And it looks like we might be in for some rain here the next couple of days. So we have to wait and see what happens, I guess, Bob. And I'll say 7-3s to everybody. And 7-3s to you, Bob. Good hearing everybody. KA2ZNZ.
All right, Jack. Always glad to hear you. Geez, we don't get to hear you a whole lot because of different circumstances and situations and so on. And, yeah, I know what you mean with today. It started out sunny and then got kind of gray. The wind came up. The air was cool. The temperature was about what they predicted. But not a day I think we all look forward to, but hopefully we'll have a good one tomorrow with a little bit of sun. I thought there would have been more sunshine today than what there was. But one of those things. Okay, Jack, you have a good evening, and 7-3. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
KDTAIT repeater, Echo Link. This is Echo Link, KA3TFB. We just tapped a key down here to make it. Good evening to all.
Very good, Bill. Glad to have you check in with us down in Pennsylvania. And hope you had a little better weather than what you had been for a while. I know we didn't have any rain today, but maybe your day was a little bit sunnier than what ours was. KA3TFB and 5AOW.
N5ALW, KA3TFB. Well, weather-wise, if I were to plant rice, I think I would have a banner crop. We have too much rain. I was worried about, you know, trying to get anything accomplished and working around it rain. We had, I think, the ninth consecutive day where it's rained. Now, it didn't rain a lot at where we were at, but in the city of Pittsburgh, I heard it was a deluge. And, excuse me, I don't want to cough, but anyhow, the thing is that the rain needs to go to the north. And I'll give it back to you, KA3TFB.
Bill, I know exactly what you mean with that. We've had sessions like that up here where it just rains, 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 and rains. And it never seems to end. And I'll tell you what, it is totally disheartening. And you got to have some sunshine just to charge the internal batteries in the body. And maybe with a little effort, boy, I'll tell you what, I looked at the forecast and I think tomorrow's going to be a little better than what today was, and I certainly hope it brings some sunshine down your way. That can be totally disheartening, and up here in the Adirondacks and the mountains, we certainly have an overabundance of rain. But you know what? I was looking at the predicted forecast for the summer, and they were saying the Northeast is probably going to have, and that, from what I could see on the map, continued on down your way also, that we're going to have warmer, hotter temperatures for the summer than what we've had in the past. So, you know what? I welcome it. There's so many times we lose the whole month of June with rain, and I'm hoping next month is not going to be one like the last 2 years. So, Bill, maybe we can squeak through that and get a little bit warmer temperature. All right, you have a good evening, and take care. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins. Well, I got out and did my usual little cleanup here and there, and worked on a few things that we had around here, thinking it possibly would rain. It almost looked like that way. But I got a few things done. Got down to the lake, got a couple of things done there to perk things up a little bit. Not quite the day I expected. A little bit chilly. Sun didn't stay with us as much as I thought, but it didn't rain. So I was able to get a few things done that way. Took the dog for a run a few times, came back, went to the store, got a couple things accomplished there, and that was it. That was my day, and everything else kind of fell into place for the evening. All right, this is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
Thank you.
I think conditions sometimes are just not quite right, and we get interference from a variable source. I get it sometimes here with power lines and so on, but how's things going your way?
Okay, just wish the weather would get here. You know, I work in the agricultural industry selling equipment. We need dry weather to get those boys in the fields. Back to you.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that can be a trying situation at times too, I would imagine. But yeah, I've often wondered how things go crop wise. You know, we dabble in it here, and we do a variety of different things with seeds and plants and what have you. Some we have luck with and some we don't. And I often wonder if we're missing the boat with a certain combination of either, what would be the word, with the plant food we're putting into it, or not, or possibly what we're starting the seeds in.
Roger that. It'll always be forever the question. But, all right, I just wanted to see if I could get into this repeater. I'm down here in Casanova, and I understand this repeater's in Boonville. Is that a correction?
Roger that.
Yeah, there's definitely something going on, because the first 2 or 3 seconds of your transmission back to me is almost unreadable. And after that it goes away, and then I can understand you pretty good. Not great, but pretty good.
Roger. Yeah, I've got the same thing here. I think conditions sometimes just make it difficult. And I don't know what brings that about, because you're certainly within an area where you should be, you know, just Q5 on reception and transmit, and we've had that from time to time throughout the winter.
Roger that. Could be something in the repeater, could be something in my antenna, but always like to know that I can hit the far away repeaters, because from me to you, it's got to be at least, or that repeater, excuse me, in Boonville, it's got to be at least, as the bird flies, at least 50 miles, maybe more.
Okay, well, I've upped the power a little bit. Maybe that might be a little bit clearer, but yeah, sometimes it don't make a whole lot of difference. I think it's within the conditions. I don't know, I find that on HF numerous times when you get a QSO going and it seems like people fade away, and then it comes back again. So, all right, Andy, good talking to you. Glad you checked in with us, and I'm going to close it out here on my end, because we have another net that pops in here a little bit. You know, not a count on yet. And anyway, 73, you have a good evening, and I'll be clear on your final. KD2, KTP, N5AOW.
N5AOW. N5AOW, this is KD2 KTP. Thank you much for getting back to me. And I'll get on that Octen net. I don't know if you get on that one, but I'll get on with Jack and Mark and all those guys at 9:30. And hopefully the frequency or the repeater over tonight is a little better than this one tonight. 73s, enjoy yourself. Enjoy the evening. Talk to you soon. We're clear.
Okay, will do. You take care, 73. N5AOW clear.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Decommunica, calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. All stations are welcome. With or without traffic, check-ins will be appreciated.
November 5, Alpha Oscar Whiskey.
Roger, N5AOW. Good evening, Bill. Thanks for your check-in. Calling for Octane.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink for Octane. Negative. Good evening, everyone.
Roger, KD2, Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin, good evening. Thank you for checking in. Calling for Octane. Calling for Octane. All stations are welcome. Check-ins will be appreciated with or without traffic.
This is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Bill in Franklin Park Borough, Western Pennsylvania, checking in. Over.
Roger, was that Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo? Thank you for your check-in, Bill. Calling for Octane, all stations are welcome, with or without traffic. Final call for Octane, all stations are welcome. Octane would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octane to use their repeater. Much appreciated. Thank you, gentlemen, for your check-ins. Good evening. KT2OVV, clear.
All right, this is KT2FEM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. And as always, thank you for the use of Echolink. It's much appreciated. Hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then.
SNS from Matt Riddling or KT2JW.
KD2AIT Echolink repeater, KA3TFE logging off. Indeed, a good evening to all.